he got outside and got some nice, good, ripe muscadines, and he just enjoyed it, too.
Oh, I bet he did.
See, that was something unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And when this railroad was surveyed, the surveyors found some over here in Muscadine. That's where you cross the...
Right.
Now, you don't go up that way. You go through. We used to have to hit same day through Muscadine.
Mm-hmm.
And they found so many muscadines on the creek, they just named it Muscadine.
Is that how it got its name?
And it's been Muscadine ever since 4 hours here. Muscadine, Alabama.
But I don't go that way.
No,
you go straight through.
Mm-hmm. See, did you ever have any oranges? Or?
No, ma'am.
What about, you were talking about your garden things. What did you call the little bitty tomatoes?
I think they called them Tommy Toes.
Tommy Toes?
Little bitty ones. But I don't know why. It's not much different from just way the pronunciation.
Yeah.
They're about the same.
Well, how big are they? About that big?
Oh, some of them not much bigger than that.
Hmm. They're real small.
I had mine out here, but I had big ones. I made 39 tomatoes on one plate out there.
Well, that's quite a few. Did you say you did have potatoes?
Yes, ma'am.
Any different kinds?
Well, mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't grow any sweet potatoes this year. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he did grow mashed potatoes.
But I did grow mashed potatoes.
Did you have any little onions, different types?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
What types did you have?
We had the old time shallots, regular set.
Mm-hmm.
Old time shallots, that's the use when cooking, salad. And our sets were just regular eating on.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
And we had turnips. We didn't name that far ago.
Yeah, turnips, yeah.
Squash.
Just gave the neighbors all the squash they wanted.
Just supply them with it, right? Did you ever have any kind of what kind of green vegetables did you have?
Well, it's all, you said all would be green.
Oh, you're considering all these?
Yeah, all these big beans are green. You can, the beans, you can't let them get dry.
Yeah.
What we don't use in the snap state, let them get yellow and shell them, and that's
how
I like them to
breed. One time way back yonder when we was all in the family together, my daddy, I have a patch of beans down on the ditch, and it was similar to what we call the Great Northern now, great long white, and awfully good bean. We just planted that to interplanted in corn so we wouldn't have to stick them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd get a great big sack full of beans and have them sitting around. Just had dry beans in time for a year at a time.
Mm.
Didn't have beetles then.
Oh, you didn't?
We didn't
have to worry about that.
We didn't have boll weevil either.
Oh. I guess those were a problem later.
Yeah, quite a problem.
What other types of beans did you have?
Butter beans.
Butter beans.
Butter peas.
Did you ever have any okra?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We have a world of okra every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get started in the spring. As I said a while ago, the seasons are changing. Our frost is later in the fall, and it runs into May.
Mm.
Cold weather
so
long in spring.
Okra is
hard
to get started.
What about cabbages? You have cabbages?
Oh yeah, I've got them hidden now.